Good morning. We must say that you're with Kaf Vav, and this year we broadcast from the back of a car on the way to Shul Tiyul. So please bear with me. Again, the year is Luli Shmata, Maklav's mom.
Sarabat
into Biker. Okay. So we're starting now Daf Kaf Vav with the Mishnah. The Mishnah is our Pais HaShlishi. And just to quickly clarify, on Daf Kaf Vav, we started the Peirik. Spoke about the first Pais, which was the Tamid Shel Shachar. Then we saw yesterday, on Daf Kaf Vav Aleph, we saw the second Pais, which was for the Dishun of the Menorah, and all the cleaning up of the Menorah stuff, and the Ma'aleh to the Kev, up to the Mizbech, and all the different limbs of the Mizbech with Korban Shel Tamid. The third Pais we're speaking about now is our Pais HaShlishi, which is the Mishnah Sedak, it's Chadashim Lektoret. I already saw this idea of Chadashim Lektoret, that people are going to try to do it again. Look at the Rashi over here, there's a bit of a change in the Rashi. Abach changes the order around it. V'chein ayu machrizin kol ba'azara. They make an announcement to the Azara. Mi shelo zachal Lektoret, whoever has never done Lektoret in his life, right, come and do the Lektoret. Gemara says, Mefaresh, Gemara Faresh, Ma'ishna Chadashim, why Dafka Chadashim, why do we need new people? Gemara explained that afterwards. So, this is a new pious, specifically for the Ketoret. And the Mishnah says, Shlishi Chashim Torah Ba'ul Pisu. V'arubi'i, and the fourth, when we said that there were four pious, the fourth pious, right, is Chadashim Yishanim. We're now back to anybody, not just the new guys. Right, Mimale Evarim Min HaKevesh L'Mizbeach. So, we're appearing over here, there's a separate pious, a separate pious for the bones of the Evarim, etc., all the limbs were taken up to the Kevesh, we'll see in a moment. And from the Kevesh, they were then taken up by somebody else onto the Mizbeach. So, that's a bit of a machloket between Rabbi Ezra ben Yehuda, if we had such a pious or not, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Ezra and Rabbi himself. Like a quest, like a tana. Me'olam lo shana adamba. Talking about the Ketoret. Never had it that a guy did it twice. Which is my timer. Why? Arab Khanina bit Neshama Sheret. We already saw. It makes you rich. Look at Rashi. That's why I've never did it twice. You're going to get rich already once. So we know you're not going to get to get rich again. It's somebody else too. So I'm going to pop a la baya. My timer. Why are you saying Dafka Ketoret makes you rich? Why are we saying Ketoret makes you rich? It says there, Baruch Hashem Chelo. That is very Lama Kimu Pasuk Yud. And very Lama Kimu Pasuk Yud Aleph, it says, Yesimu Ketorah Ba'apecha, regarding the Ketorah. And the next Pasuk says, Baruch Hashem Chelo, that Hashem will make you rich. So the Gemara says, well, they don't understand. Yachi Ola Nami, why any Ketorah? What about the Ola? That's the same Pasuk, HaKetibu Chalila Mizmachecha. The same Pasuk that says, Yesimu Ketorah Ba'apecha, says also the Khalil. What's a Khalil? An Ola. What's an Ola? Korban Tamid. Or any other Ola. Why Dafka Ketoret? That's the case. Because Berech Elo, Berech Hashem Chelo comes after that. So why is Ketoret? So Amalei. So Rav Chanina said to Rav Papa, no, Hashchicha, lo Shchicha. A Korban Ola is happening all the time. See, the Korban Ola was going to make you, look what Rashi says. Hashchicha, when we start with Hiktiv or Osher, Adelo Shechicha, the wealth, this chot, this of the wealth, everyone was a lot less common. Dilo Chayn Nimtzuach Kol Hashirim, because if that was the, if it would have worked on a Ola, every coin would be rich, because every coin had a chance to do some part of the Ola, of the Korban HaTami process, so everybody would be rich. Partially that it wasn't the case, it was unique to the Ketoret. Amar Rabbi, lo mishkachat shu b'Rabbanan demori. So now, I think that because we said, yeah, your room is Patechel Yaakov, the Trachal Israel, in that passage we're speaking there about teaching your Mishpatecha. So on the basis of who's a teacher, the rabbi says like this, Lo Mishkacha Tzurbim Rabbanan. Now we know Tzurbim Rabbanan is like a young Talmid Chochem. Right? You wouldn't find a young Talmid Chochem Demori. What does it mean, Demori? Rashi says, Ya Shem More Horaot Be Israel. This was a Rav More Halacha, who's Mekubal in Israel. Ele Da'ate Meshavet Levi Meshavet Yitzachar. From those two Shvatim only. And the Gemara says, why Levi Dichtiv Meshbechel Yaakov? Because they're speaking there, talking about the Levim, about the Gemarat, with their Pasuk there. Therefore, they are with your Rumish Patecha, who Yisachar is the Yisachar. But it's other Pasuk over there, Yisachar, Patuk, Yisachar, Yod, Ei, Bina, Litim, Nadat, Maya, Se, Yisrael. They had a deep understanding to know what Am Yisrael needed. So we see there as well that they were teachers. It was the way to say, maybe Yehuda, Nami. Maybe also Yehuda. Why not Yehuda? The Pasuk says, Yehuda. Okay, the pasuk says, who's Yehuda? Yehuda mechokeki. He instituted one of our statutes. So isn't that a pasuk as well, which teaches us that they also beloved that look at the answer over here that Rav gives. He says, Asuke Shmaita. Because I'm not talking about people who know the Torah. You're right that Yehuda were Kabbalah and they might learn the Torah. I'm speaking particularly about I'm talking about people who are able to delve into the depths and deduce from that the halacha, not just know and teach over Torah. Okay, a bit difficult, but that is what he says here. So Asuke Shmaita. Right, he says, Keshmaita. If you look here, there's Rabbeinu Chanana. This is over here. Yodei Bina Litiv Shevet Yehuda. You see the line with the very first wide lines of the Tosfot. This is about Shevet Yehuda. Ava Pitichtiv Yehuda. Mechokekai. Shmua. Alibe de Hilcheta. Lo Salkeil. But being able to deduce the learning into Halacha, that they never had. I could teach over Torah, but maybe they were experts in Torah Shabbatav. I'm 100% sure exactly what the difference is between Tassu and the Pais. I'm a bit chan. And my fish is al tami to ben arvai. Elefba. Kohen shazachab or pashachri to chabu arvit. Unbelievable. I always thought that there was a Pais for korban tami to shachar. Korban tami to ben arvai. If we actually look at the four Pais in that we've spoken about, says the tami to shachar, is the Dishun and the Malay, the people that brought up the Abraham. We just saw now the third Pais was for Peter Makatorit. And I would just assume that the fourth Pais is the Korban HaTamid, Ben Arbaim. See, no, it's not. It says Rabbi Yochanan and Mephisim. And the coin that got the job in the morning, who got the job in the afternoon? Look at Rashi there. He says, Shazuch Meshachit, Ish, Zachav Avoda. Whatever those come, we saw there were 13 Avodas in the morning. Although people repeat themselves in the afternoon. Rabbi is a bright to mate way. Kashem Shmer feeds in Shachar Kev feeds in Abai. He has a bright that's completely the opposite of what Rabbi Yochanan just tells us. What's it like? Tanya Hi Ketoret. That was specific to Ketoret. Rashi did a Pishalosh and Adamah. That's the whole Kiddush of Ketoret. And it was never repeated by the same person. And therefore, he had a new person in the afternoon. So wait a second. But I'll tell you another bright that says, Kashem. She mefisin lo, shachrit kach mefisin lo, arvit. Now lo over here is a masculine. Ketoret is a feminine. You can't be lo for pitama ketoret. Seems la would be the right thing. The word says, I'm a la. Correct that one to la. Actually, it's meant to say la. And then we understand that la would be the negative, the feminine, and that would be a ketoret. We say, well, in another practice, I've told you, Kashem Shemifisin lo shachrit kach mefisin lo arvit. Kashem Shemifisin la shachrit kach mefisin la arvit. Now we've got a problem, because this practice speaks about both lo and la. So lo, we understand, is the korban natamit. And la is the ketoret, and we've got a practice that says both of them. So how can you tell me now, Rabbi Yochanan, that we don't do tie pais in the morning, and in the afternoon? So Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchak, hachem b'shabbat askinan. Ah, this practice is dafka Shabbat. We saw that already before. That on Shabbos we had the Mishmar that was coming in, the new one that was coming in, and the old one that was going out. So the old one that was still in, they did Korban Shacharit, and the new ones coming in did the Ben Arba'im. So on Shabbos, they had two Paisim, because they different Mishmarot. That's what Rashi said, yeah. Mishmar Shabbat Shacharit, and Ovev Ben Arba'im, they don't do the same work. Or it says, well, the Mai, the Salik, now the Gemara asks Kasha. What's that? Wait a second, what's going on over here? Ulamai, the Salik, Adati, Mikara, Nefeshuleho, Paiso. That the fourth Pais was Haravi, Harashim, Imishadim, Mimali, Everim, and Akevish, Limizbayach. We learned in the Mishnah that the fourth Pais was not Korban HaTamid. So come on, ask the question. Ulamai, the Salik, Adati, Mikara, how could we ever thought in the beginning that the fourth Korban was a Korban HaTamid of Ben Arbaim? But that means that Nefisha Lupasa be too many Faisot. Because we've got the first one is the Korban HaTamid, the second one is the Tishun and the Halah, the third one is the Ketoret, and the fourth one we said was the Malavri from the Kevesh. So where would there be place for a Korban HaTamid Shabbat Arbaim? We have to have a fourth Pais. I think one says no. How do we explain it? What would we have thought? My tikkunim itzafra. After the zachi bar shachri zachi, the zachi bar bit zachi. How do we explain the korban atamid of Ben Arba? Well, it said that you have the pious in the morning. But the pious in the morning, you have a pious for the morning korban atamid and a pious for the afternoon korban atamid. It could have worked because it happened. In other words, when the Mishnah spoke about four piousim, piousim, means that at four times during the day they got together. But the first pious in the morning could have been a pious which included a pious for Shachar, a pious for Ben Arbaim. It didn't have to dafka be that the Kohanim who did this one did that one. So there would have been place or logic to think that we could have had an extra pious. Okay, now Mishnah goes to discuss this pious Arabi. Mishnah Arabi, Chadashim Yashedim. Okay, we saw it no longer just new people, it's also the older people as well. The Lord Rabbi Zvi Yaakov, the Mishnah Gemara says that this Mishnah, it cannot be the Lord Rabbi Zvi Yaakov, the Tana. Why? It's not the Mishnah. It comes from the second Tamid. Rizmi Yaakov Omer, Hamale Ebrahim the Kevesh, Umale Otan la Mizbeach. We said that the second Pais was for the Dishun, for the cleaning of all the stuff, and for the people bringing up the Ebrahim. And then we said the fourth Pais is for bringing from the Kevesh onto the Mizbeach. Rizmi Yaakov says, no. He says, the people who won in the second Pais to bring the Evarim onto the Kevesh, they're the same Kohanim who carry on to the Mizbeach. So it's partial that our Mishnah comes from Rizmi Yaakov. Because Rizmi Yaakov doesn't say that the separate Pais for the Kevesh to the Mizbeach, the Ram. He says, all the same guy. So the Gemara says. So, okay, so now let's understand what's going on here. But Mike, figure what's happening between our title of our Mishnah, which says there is a second Pais to take us up from the Ram. They leave the meat on the Ram, the bones of the Ram, and somebody else, another team in, and take from the ramp up to the Mizbeach. What's going on over here? This is Mar Sabar Rav Am Hadrat Melech. Right, so the Pasuk is Rav Am Hadrat Melech, Uvefesh Le'o Mishtat Razon. The idea of Am Hadrat Melech is when you do things in a lot of people, the more people, the better. But that's not the idea of not splitting up into Kitot Kitot. Rav Am Hadrat Melech, you're a minion, a big minion. Don't have five, six, seven little small minyanim all over the shop. You have a big minyan, right? That's Rav Berich. Umar Savar Makom Shchina Lavorech Ara. But Rav Ben Yaakov says that's not right. He doesn't disagree with the concept of Baruch Amar Amhadrat Melech. He says in the Bet Amigdash, if you start splitting jobs up into little parts, then it starts looking like it's a burden for the Kohanim. That the guys don't want to schlep it all the way up to the Mizbeach. Ach, I'll take it just to the ramp. And then bring somebody else to carry on. Look at Rashi. Lavorech Arahu. It appears to be commanded Tariach Lemilta. You're bothering him too much. So therefore, let's split it up. And Rabbi Zvi Yaakov says, no, in the Bet HaMikdash, even though we like the idea of Rabbi Amar Melech, when it comes to work like that, we don't want to make it look like it's a burden for a guy. He wants to do the whole job. So Amar Rava, Rava says like this, Lo Rabbi Zvi Yaakov itle Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda itle Rabbi Zvi Yaakov. Says, now that we've got the count, so what are we saying over here? We need four paisot. Okay, paisot. That we know, because that's what the Mishnah, the Gemara tells us, the four Piyasot. Now we've counted, like we say, the Tamid, we've counted the Dishun, we've counted Ketoret. Now if you remember, Rashi says here, what does it mean? The Rebbe says, my uncle isn't black, doesn't hold a grab, you would not hold a grab. The Amar lo haya pais le machata. Remember, we had, where was it? We had on, I think, yesterday, Kafei Amud Ben. We had on Yudah spot there at the top of the Amud, I think it was. Toshma, yes, the very first line of the bright, to try to bring some, put some answers up there. But then they split the avodas up into lots of different avodas. So the Toshma, you look there, lo haya pais le machta. Was it, he said there that the Ketoret needed two Kohanim, remember? Because the Kohen had to take the Ketoret and put it on the Mizbeach Hazav inside and light it. And another Kohen had to bring the coals from the Mizbeach HaChitzon. And only two Kohanim. The question was, why didn't we have an extra pais according to Rabbi Yehuda? Why didn't one of the people choose a person? He said, no, the guy who gets to get the schut of the Ketoret, he calls a friend with him. So Rabbi Yehuda says that there isn't an extra pais. Now, if we said a Rezim in Yaakov, does it hold that there's a pais, the fourth pais for bringing people out from the ramp onto the Mizbeach? So now he's missing a pais. Now you've got three payasim. He's got the pais Rishon of Tamid Shachar. He's got the pais shining of the Pishun and the Hala. And he says that the people, that the Ma'aleh over there, is the same Ma'aleh as the person from below to the ramp onto the Mizbeach. And he's got the pais for Ketoret. So he's missing a pais. So it's Pashut, Rabbi Zvi Yaakov must say that there is a pais for the Machta as well. And that's the fourth pais, the guy who brings the coals into the Mizbeach, into the Heichal. Rabbi Yehuda says no. That's what the Gemara says over here. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Zvi Yaakov have to disagree with each other. Because if either one doesn't agree with each other, if either one agrees with one another, they got an extra pais. Rabbi Yehuda says, agrees with Rabbi Zvi Yaakov that there's no pais of the Ma'aleh, then he's missing a pais. The Rabbi Elizabeth Yaakov to the Yehuda that there's no pais, that there is a pais. In other words, Elizabeth Yaakov says there is a pais for the Machta. The Rabbi Elizabeth Yaakov says there isn't a pais for the Male. The Rabbi Yehuda says there isn't a pais for the Machta. He can say there is a pais for the Machta. If either of them agree with each other, they've got a problem. But him can't batch a pais, we should have pais, so only have three, not four. If it's got a tan and a tan, he chamesh. And the question is, now more than that, if you're ever going to come across a Tana who says that they're five payasim, because there might be a Tana who says that not only do I disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, I say there is a Machta, a pais for the Machta, and I disagree with Rabbi Zvi Yaakov, and I say that there is a pais for the Ma'aleh from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach, then we've got an extra pais. So if anybody says five, it means they don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says there's only four, because we haven't got a pais for the Machta. They agree with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, we have got a pais for the Machta, we haven't got for the Ma'aleh min HaKevesh to the Mizbeach. Okay, that's clear, right? Everybody clear with that? Mark? Right, okay. Okay, you, Mishnah. Now we come on to the actual, just hit that close message there. This is the top there. Just hanging up there. Okay, so now, the Mishnah says like this, Tamid, now we're actually talking about how many Kohanim were involved. So we already saw in our Mishnah that we had yesterday, Kafei, worked out that there were Shlosasar Kohanim Zachur, there were 13 Kohanim who were involved in the morning of the Korban HaTamid. Mishnah says, Tamid Karev B'Tish'a Ba'asara, but sometimes can be 9, sometimes it can be 10, Ba'acharasa sometimes 11, Mishnemasa sometimes 12, so just saying the name, Ba'acharasa lo pachot ve'lo yoter. Not never less than 9, and never more than 12. The Mishnah says, Ketzad, how do we come to these numbers? It says, Atzmo, the Korban itself. And when we had the 13 Kohanim there in the Mishnah, that was from Shchita. It's not a Shchita. So the Gemara is over here, how do we get to 9? The Rashi. That's more the Korban Tamid itself. It says here, B'chol Yom. Rashi says here, Tamid Karel, B'sha'at, U'lachat, Aivarim, V'eilach. From the time of holacha, of the Eivarim, not the Shechita, not the Kabbalah of the Dam, not anything. only the Avarim after the blood is drink has been done. It says Atzmor, the Chol Yom 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 Right, then echad kivayim, echad solet, echad chavitim, echad yarim. Four of those. That means that we've got nine people. Look what Rashi says here. V'ha'av tov zibay Yaakov, delayt lechad lahalot mikevesh lemizbeach. This Mishnah now is like Rabbi Zibay Yaakov. Rabbi Zibay Yaakov said, we don't have a separate kohen to take it from the kevesh lemizbeach. If there would be an extra one, there should be 10 people here. There should have been a change in the kohanim, a change in the god over here. Or more, maybe more than 10. That's where we have done. That's every single day now. But Chag, on Chag, now Chag has specifically means Sukkot. Rashi says, yes, it's a real Shnei Nesachin, Echad Shaliyayim, Echad Shomayim. There's an extra Nisuch on Chag. Nisuch HaMayim. That's Sukkot, all about Nisuch HaMayim. As you pointed out, the Nisuch HaYayim, the one lavation of the Korban is brought in the Torah. The Torah tells us about Yayim. But the Nisuch HaMayim is only Halakha Moshe Mishina. It's not according to the Torah form. Now we've seen here in our Gemara all the time that the Kohanim were Kohanei Gedolim, often the Tzedukim, especially second bayit, right? And therefore the Tzedukim didn't have a Masorah like we had. They didn't have to Rosh about them. So the Nisuch HaYayim is okay. But the Nisuch HaMayim, which is all Halakha Moshe Mishina, they don't have to really agree with them. So we'll see in a moment what happened there. So that's the extra coins on Chag Bayan Echad Zuchin Shomayim. Alright, so we've got an extra addition to the nine Kohanim. We've got a tenth one for the Mona. Then we've got the Korban Bein Harbayim. The Korban Bein Harbayim of every single day. Rashi says, Yashem Chol Yom, Shnayim Bayadam Shel Kishre Eitzim. Yosef Alatza Maracha Al Arbut. We've got an extra coin, yeah, of the Kishre Eitzim to bring out the wood. Now my only little difficulty with this Mishnah, maybe we'll see the Gemara later on, is we already learned that who did the Kishrei Eitzim? Who was the Kishrei Eitzim? The Kohen that got the Truma Tadeshen. Remember, because there was a machlok, was a proper avodah or not, they gave him Truma Tadeshen, gave him Kishrei Eitzim and Sidur Maracha to organize the place. So I'm not sure where this comes in. Anyhow, this is over here, an extra Kohen and a Bai. Ah, maybe that was the morning. Korban Tamid in the morning, therefore it's not included. But in the Korban Tamid in the Ben Arbayim, there would be an extra one because they would put new wood in the fire. Because we're going to have to crash the Ben Arbayim, so you can't get snake Israel, snake Kohanim. Two going by the Shachrit, no by his single snake Israel, Eleba Koin Echad, and he will be here and now Koin Agar, and we'll select on. So now we've got a Ben Arbayim, we've got 11. How? Who has bought the same nine from the morning? Two more Kohanim who would bring the wood. So that's 11. But Shabbat Bechadasar, on Shabbos there are 11. So during the week, the Ben Arbayim Bechadasar, and then on the regular Shabbos also Bechadasar, who has over Tisha? 9. So regular morning, Korban, we had the normal 9. And then a regular in the morning, another two who do the Bezikei Levon, and then for the Lech Mapani, they bring the incense on top as well. The Shabbat Shematoch HaChag, so we got up to 11, looking for 12, and our Shabbos during Sukkot, the Yadechad Tzuchit Shalmai, so we got the 9, plus the 2 for the Bezikei of Levona, plus the 1 for the Mayim, so that gives us 12. That's how we find it. Sometimes 9, sometimes 10, 11, and 12 people involved in the Avodah. Okay, let's go to the question. Abba, Vita Rabbi Bracha, Vita Rabbi Yochanan. So it depends who it is. And Menaschi, Mayim, Bechag, Elam, and Tavit, Shal Shachar. Chilush Rabbi Yochanan. And we only do the Nisuch, but the Nisuch HaMayim is not in the Torah. It's not from Moshe Mishinah. So we have to understand what it is. Rabbi Yochanan says, the Mesorah is, we only do Nisuch HaMayim at the Tamid of Shachrit, not at the Tamid of Ben Arbayim. It says, how do we know that? Yiktani, who be Shabbat, Shebetoch HaChag, Ve'yad Echad, Tzuchit Shomayim. We saw in the Mishnah over here, that it said on Shabbos, Shebetoch HaChag, There were 12. Right? If you thought that the Tamich Ben Arbaim, you would also do it. Behold, Tamich Kachat Lachat was Behold, meaning for the Moed of the Chag, we would also find that that we did it. We might have any time for Shabbat because in our Mishnah we said there that the Shabbat we had a sarum, and the Shabbat Shabbat Toch HaChag, we had in addition to 11 and 12 months. So actually says in the Gemara, how do we know that it's only on in the morning and not in the afternoon? So we might be telling the Shabbat, Michal, the Shari of Montachag, all the days of Sukkot. Go matzah sheet on shnei matzah, never 12. The amart af ben arbaim and asking my b'chol shel kol melachah. If you said it every day of the week, we would do it also in the afternoon. Shachat ayud bet ben arbaim. We find ben arbaim in 12. And if you look up in the Mishnah, the fourth line of the Mishnah, we see ben arbaim bechadatzar hu atzmo b'tisha bechadatzar b'eleven ha, not in the day, not regular kohanim, and two because of the kishra 18, which is 11. If we were doing it during the Chag as well, in the afternoon, then we would have to add an extra line here. Ben Arbaim, B'Chag, 12. We have to have an extra Kohen, Ben Arbaim. We never mentioned that, right? We never mentioned him. So therefore, it's Pasha that Ben Arbaim, we never had it. So Rav Ashi, we also got a Mesorah. No Nisuchai Mayim in the afternoon. How do we know? They says, so now to this guy who's doing the Nisuch HaMayim, they say to him, Hagbe Yadecha, lift up your hands. Look at Rashi here. And show to all of us that you're pouring the water into that black jug, silver jug. That's got a little hole in it. Where the same person that pour the wine into, pour the water into, lift up your hands and show us that you are throwing the water into the right direction, into that little funnel that will take the water down. Now, why is that relevant? And I mentioned that the tzedukin didn't have the Mesorah. So the tzedukin weren't so keen to do nisuch hamayim. They just chuck the water out. And the Gemara brings a story, and we try to prove that it's only during the morning. So how's the story proving to us? So he says, like the Shavashi, he says, Shepa'am achat, it happened once, right? Nisech al gabe raglav. Rashi says, yeah, Shepa'am achat, nisech al raglav. What's the coin? God who went up and did the coin. Lo irach, lo chitoch ha-sefer. Didn't pour the water into the right jug. V'shavach ha-bam raglav, he put it into his legs. V'fish haya tzeduki, with a tzeduki. They had no water, but he took a mayo. They didn't want to believe in it, so he just took the water and spilled it out. And look what happened in the Harabayit, in the Azara. Verikmuhu kol ha'am etrogehen. And the whole they stoned him with the etrogim. All heard the story before, right? Now, why the etrogim? So it's an amazing story over here. Because it appears, and I think I saw it, I was going to Tosfot Yom Tov. Yes, Tosfot Yom Tov. Oh, I'm not going to read this now. I'll be in the very small print. Tosfot Yom Tov says like this. How does that prove that this was the story, that the more that they stoned him with etrogim, they had nisuch hamayim during the morning. It says like this: Alma haya nisuch b'tamid shel shachar, v'av ishanshei Yerushalayim hayu notlin kol yom etrogehen b'ideihen. Even though in the Medina, they would take lulav first day. In the Beit Hamikdash, they would take lulav every single day. So why is it only the first day of Yom Kippur that this isn't true? He says, "Kol ha'yom etrogim b'nei nistom elo ayu bazara b'shach shetamid shaben arba'im karev lo yazman tefila." He's right. You might say they did it, but when it's only on the yontif, when we saw already beforehand that during the regalim they used to start the dishon tefiladeshen much, much earlier. Why? Because by the time of korban ha'tamid, the azara is already full of people who came to bring their korbanot. So during the regal, God's got there very early with their love and etrog. So they were all there during the time of the tamid of shachar. Normally, during the rest of the day, they wouldn't be there. So it was Dafka, the first day of Yontif, Tamid Shel Shachar, where we saw this guy doing the Nisuch in the wrong way, and they stoned him. And he wants to prove from there that happened in the morning. I'm still, to be honest with you, it's the greatest proof that might have happened to me that example in the morning, and he might have also had in the afternoon. I don't know. Conclude, Shema Aminah, proof from Yadav Yosef Mashran, that we only do this with Amayim and Tamim. Not at Tamim. Carry on. The Rashbi over here, Rav Shmuel Yaakov, Rav Shmuel Yochai. Rav Shmuel Yochai, Tani Rashbi, okay. Rashbi Omer, Minai, the Tamit, when I buy him, Shetahun, Shnei, Kishra, Eitzim, Shnei, Kohani. Just by the moment when I wish to be added, he said that it's 11 people, right, for the Tamit, when I buy him, was the 9th, the regular Kohani, the regular Korban, and for the extra Kishra, Eitzim. So Shalem, Arvav, Chu, Eitzim, the Pasuk of Yah says, ונפלו בני אהרון הכהן אש למזבח, וערכו עצים על האש. אני מבין, את וערכו יש את הפלורל, את וערכו יש את הפלורל, he's talking about the בין הארבעים. So now that's the pasuk says. So אם אין לו עניין לתמיד של שחר. Now it's pasuk, and if you don't need that pasuk for tamid. I'm frozen. So it seems like, yeah, the net, we don't need that pasuk for tamid של שחר. It says, "We don't need to damage Shachar." No, yeah, damage Ben Arba'im. Ben Arba'im, because if I'm a Yidi, we need to damage Shachar. Maybe they both damage Shachar. The Amar Rachman, the Avid, the Avid. The word telling us that do it once and then repeat it again. It's saying, "Go ahead." We say, "If Kain, I'm a Kra, Uvier, Uvier." We talk to the same Rashon. It would say, "We don't need to know this." The Pashim says, "Uvier Aleya Kohen Etziv Baboker Baboker." Right, well, and the first pasuk in Vayikra Vav, Ayim is speaking about the Boker. The first pasuk is referring to the rules, it's in the air. Right, or Ikat Rahman will be air, Abba Min Achad in. So the question, no, that doesn't make sense. If you said be air, I would have said, well, Abba Min Achad in Trailo. On the contrary, that doesn't help me to tell me that it's got to be the same. Right, but you could thought that maybe both times
the first time will be air in the view, but stay in the same construct of the air. Or in Abi Varach Varchu, say Varach Varchu, one chain, the one part will be air, the one part will be Varchu. Shlamina, get a camera in on. What do we understand from here? It's like we said in the first place that a commission we are going to say that Abi needs to Kohani. Okay, that's more interesting. The Tanra Rechia Pais, but Tanra is not. Have a bright Tanra Rechia says, Pais, Pamim Yud Kibo, Pamim Yud Alef, Pamim Tetva, Pamim Tetzai. It says sometimes in a Pais, right, there would be 13. And that makes sense to us because we saw 13 in the first Mishnah. The Rashi said, Pamim, Kohen 13, Kohen Masukim. I've got a topic number in the pies, shade up in second pies, there were 13 Kohanim there. So he says, sometimes there were 13 Kohanim, sometimes there were 14 Kohanim, Rashi, the Chag, but Yadi Chag, the Rishon Mahim, and the 14th Kohen, you add in the water for the Nisuch HaMahim. Right? Sometimes 15, Rashi says on Shabbos, on Shabbos you've got the extra Kohanim there for the two Kohanim, so with 13, we haven't got, it's not Yom Tov, we haven't got the Mahim. Not so close, but you've got the extra two Kohanim for the Bezikim. So you've got 15 and Pamim 16. And where's the 16? So Shabbat Betoch HaChag, if it's Shabbos Cholom, so you have to have an extra one for Nisuch HaMayim. Because the way I think about Tanya Yud Zayin, but we've got a writer that says 17. Where it says, Ahut Lok Lazim Ben Yaakov. That's not like Rabbi Lazim Ben Yaakov, Elam Rabbi Shemidu, Nafut Lazim Ben Yaakov, Rabbi Yehuda, you have the extra one for the machta or not. Rabbi Yehuda says there isn't a coin for the machta, therefore he stays with maximum 16. But it's Rabbi Yaakov who says there could be a coin for the machta, right? So he would have an extra pais over there, would be 17. Look at Rashi. Who tana itne od coin echa la male evari bin akemish to nisbaya? Rekan shva asar, look at Rabbi Yaakov. So he had that Rabbi Yehuda who says that there isn't necessarily a pais for the machta, but there is a pious for the kevesh to the mizbeach. So we've got to add that one in as well. And the Rabbi Yehuda, Amar, lo haya pious l'machta, So that is, we've actually got a different version of it, a different Girsa. Let's quickly try and do the next question. Ayil, now we're talking about the different types of korbanot. So Ayil was a korban which was in the Musafin. It's Karev Be'echaz, 11 people involved. How do we get to 11? Basar Be'chamisha. Well, that's Rashi, because that's the rundown over here. The Basar of the Kevist and Tamid. Like the five in the Kevist that we said, it was always five from the time of the Ma'ale on the river. At the beginning, we saw there, Tamid Karev Mishat, Holechit Evari Be'elach. From the Holechit Evari, the five, well, the same thing. Then the Kirbayim, he says, Va'asodet Va'yayin Shnaim Shnaim. So we got five for the actual bringing up the piece of the meat. Then two take from the Kirbayim, two for the Solet, and two for the Yayin. Okay? And then we've got, so that is, so we've got 5, 7, 9, 11. Right? So this is Ayot Rav Nechaldes 11. Then Par, or the Par, Karebe Shivar, but 24. Now it's a big animal, understand that. How do we get a 24? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Arosh Vaharegel. There are two parts that go together. Arosh Vaharegel. The Rosh is with one, the Regel is one. Somebody keep writing total over here. So far we have got Rosh Vaharegel. Arosh is one, and the Regel, Vishnaim, sorry, two. Aoketz Vaharegel, and the tail and the back legs. Oke Vishnaim, Vaharegel Vishnaim. Four. So we have 7, sir. Five. Then, Achazeva Gera, the third part, they're going to get the chest in the lower area. Achazeva Echad, Vahagera Vishlosha. Then we've got Shnei Adayim Vishnaim, the front legs with two. Shnei Tfanot Vishnaim, and the sides are two. Vahkirvayim, Vahsolet, Vahyayim, Vishlosha, Shlosha. The Kirvay, the innards, and the solid, the flower offering, and the wine for the Nisuchayayim, three each. So we've got there 60, and 3 is 19, and 4 is 23, and 1, 24 people involved in the para. Now that Mishnah Bavet, we're worried, when are we speaking about some people involved? Then about the Korbanot Tzibur, look at Rashi. Bavet, we're worried about the Bahiman Korani Korani Bechol Bahim Opinam Pais, and we need 11 for the Ayil, or 24 for the para, and we have to do Pais. That is only when it is Korban Tzibur. But Korban Yachid, Im Ratzala Kriv Makriv, but even Rashi says, look here, Im Bavet Rabbi 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 Hefshitan v'nituchan shel eilu v'eilu shavim. What do you mean hefshitan? Shel tzibur v'shel yachid. Whether it's a korban yachid or a korban tzibur, the actual flaying of the animal is both shavim. What shavim about? Look at Rashi. Shekshirim b'zar. That a zar can do it. Not only a kohen, even a zar can do the hefshet. The achim, as we see later on in the Gemara, and the Gemara will carry on tomorrow.